Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rick Matheson's here. Rick is back. 10 years he's been hanging out with us. He's an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. He's the chief creative officer at iMatheson. He's the author of two outstanding books, Branding Unbound and The On-Demand Brand. He's a strategic marketing expert, and he's an abiding supporter of all the things that you do, and we're glad he's part of our world. Rick, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Greetings from quarantine California.
It's good to have you back, and we continue to live the Chinese curse, Rick. May you live in interesting times. What do you think?
Absolutely. Boy, if there wasn't a phrase for this time, I have to tell you, you know, I'm a professional writer, and so I do this social distancing thing, like, on purpose.
You made it look good a long time ago, didn't you?
Yeah, and I'm going a little crazy.
Yeah.
Highlight of my week is wiping down my groceries and taking a shower after going to the supermarket for Pete's sake. So I feel for everybody that's new to this. And
it's crazy.
All the small business.
Crazy times. And one of the things, though, Rick, that I'm having a challenge with doing what I do as a writer and as a talk show host, you know, my world revolves around helping small business owners get better, how to help them seek excellence, how to change things that are holding them back and adopt things that are going to take them forward. And now, today, it's kind of hard to talk about marketing and advertising and knocking on doors and how to talk to customers, you know, how to get more face-to-face and things like that. It's difficult to know how to talk about that when people are saying, my doors are closed, my customers aren't coming in. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel for everyone in this scenario. I mean, you mentioned, living in interesting times. I guess kind of the best way to think about it is also the fact that the word for crisis in Chinese is actually two symbols.
Mm-hmm.
It's danger and opportunity. And so we have to look at this situation right now, and, you know, there are realities that we have to deal with right now, but we can put pieces in place to survive this and then thrive on the other side of this. And I think that's where your mind has to be, or else it's just going to drive you crazy.
It's time, isn't it? It is now. And let's call this. You and I are going to call this today. On this day, this is the time when we need to start saying, okay, what is my business going to look like on the other side of this? What's going to be happening? Because as I've been saying now, this is the second time I've done this. I did it in 2009 after the financial crisis. I'm doing it again. I'm telling people your singular goal for 2020 is to open your door January 1, 2021. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely.
Survive.
That's the right way to think.
Surviving is winning, isn't it?
Yes.
In 2020.
Yes. Absolutely.
So what are some things that we can do to survive?
Yeah, so, you know, for kind of three pointers for surviving and navigating this new normal, start with really just recognizing that the coronavirus really hasn't changed things in terms of marketing your small business. It's accelerated them. Yes, your doors are having to be closed right now, but the new normal isn't as much new as it is normal if you think about it. The shift toward digital as, you know, mm-hmm. a primary way mm-hmm. for connecting with your customers, even in your town or your city, as the primary interface, it was already happening, even for small businesses. Social distancing is just pushing customers into that digital channel like never before.
Mm-hmm.
Things like digital advertising and marketing and social media and mobile, things that you and I have talked about over these years,
right.
Now are, you know, hey, more than just this. These great channels, they're all important channels for the time being, and you need to maximize them. Unfortunately, things like flyers and outdoor advertising and things like that, which are super important, aren't going to be as powerful right now. Your great office building or your great storefront or your great, you know, restaurant, even location, location, location right now isn't going to be quite as important mm-hmm. in the rest of 2020 as having those digital channels open.
You have to. One of the things that I keep thinking about, somebody said something to me 20 years ago, 15, 18, 20 years ago. When you and I were growing up, you called people and places. You called places. You called their home. You called their office. You called whatever. You called places to get to people. Today, you don't call places. You call people. So our marketing, our advertising. In the past has been focused on terrestrial, you know, locations where people are, where they hang out. We've got to be more granular about this now, don't we?
We do. And it's kind of it is kind of twofold here. It's in your local town, your city. Digital should be a way to connect really with a hyper-local focus, mm-hmm. but also it should broaden you out to the rest of the world too. You can open your customer base out to the customer, the world at large, and so in some ways you can have many of the advantages of the big brands, the big, you know, retailers and restaurant chains and whatnot, but with that sort of hyper local focus, and it can be really powerful. And you know, it may be your only way of surviving right now, but really a lot of this isn't going to change in 2021 in terms of, you know, consumer behavior going into these digital channels, and you've got to just know how to use them. You know, I kind of think of like it seems like pizza parlors have been doing this already. Mm-hmm. You know, they seem, in terms of the restaurant space, already built for a lot of this because so mm-hmm. many have moved to sort of digital ordering and
delivery,
you know, electronic interfaces and delivery. So I think that you have to think like them, and your store clerks mm-hmm. need to be, you know, shippers now mm-hmm. and delivery people.
More and more fine dining restaurants are going to have drive-through windows in the future, probably, right? and delivery. So one of the things that that I think we need to think about, and I want you to talk about when we come back after the break, is what do we need to be doing now? Even if we're pretty sure our customers may not want us to talk about selling them something right now, there's still an important reason to keep staying close to them, to connect with them. How do we do that? How do we market to them without marketing now, so that whenever they are ready to open up the checkbook, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months from now, we're top of mind? And we'll get Rick Matheson to help us with that. Rick, I need your website quickly, please.
Absolutely. It's imatheson.com. That's imatheson.com.
Check it out. Quick break, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.